We recently honored our veterans on Veterans Day, as we do every year and should, while stopping to recognize their service and sacrifice for a day is an obligation for us all. Lives of our veterans obviously go on for the other 364 days. While most of those days are happy and peaceful, there can come times of challenge and of need. That's when Fisher House steps in. You have comfort and stability during times when life for veterans is, well, really anything but that, albeit momentarily. As we approach Giving Tuesday, which is December 2nd, my next guest is here to share how giving to the work of Fisher House is a way for you to give more than just thanks and well wishes to those who have given themselves to service of country. She's a communications director with Fisher House, an Army veteran with 21 years of service, Michelle Horn. Thanks for being here today, Michelle.
Thanks so much for having me.
FisherHouse.org is a website where you can learn more about the work and, more importantly, how you could play a role in it. And speaking of the work of Fisher House, talk about what you do and what you provide our veterans with.
Sure. So Fisher House Foundation builds houses right next to military and VA hospitals where military and veteran families can stay for free while their loved one is receiving medical care. The houses are generally steps away from the hospital so that families can easily be there for their loved ones during the most difficult times. And the homes remove the burden of expensive hotel costs so families can focus on healing.
Oh, and certainly you don't have to worry about an Uber driver or renting cars because you're, as you said, steps away from the medical facility. How many states are you in? How many homes do you have currently going?
Yeah, so we have 100 houses across the country. We're in most states. We're not quite in every one of them, but we're in most of them. And we're really, you know, when you look at, I think you're in the Pennsylvania, New Jersey area, right?
Correct.
In your area, we've got one, probably closest is the Bronx. We've got another one in Pittsburgh, which is a bit away. But we've also got one in Dover, which is a very special house. That's for the families of the fallen. So we have houses all over the country. You know, many times people are traveling far for their medical care, and that's what the point is that it's not necessarily where you live, it's where you're going to be getting that care.
And for veterans and their families, what are there prerequisites, qualifications? Who can benefit from what you were providing through Fisher House?
Yeah, so any service member or veteran or a service member's family member who's receiving care in a military or VA hospital is eligible to stay at a Fisher House. And we don't define who that family is. So it's for their family, but that might be a best friend, somebody they were in the service with. It could be an aunt, an uncle, a child, you know, it really could be anybody. And they just need to be outside of a 50-mile range, so they have to be more than 50 miles away. But then they could stay as long as they're receiving medical care. There's never a cost to stay at a Fisher House. And if they need to come back, they're welcome to come back. It's a service that really is there for life. You know, I've seen dual military couples who have a child born prematurely, and they're in the NICU, and those dual military couples are staying there. And I've seen a veteran who's in hospice have his family be able to be there for his final moments. So we're a lifelong resource for military and veteran families.
I'm sure, too, because the families are staying, there's multiple units in every Fisher House home, that the families have, there must be some really strengthening bonding that goes on between families with everything happening that's of health concerns for the people they're there for and they're with.
There is. It's really special what happens inside the houses. Each house has a giant kitchen they have a giant, island in the kitchen. And so many times that you'll walk in and there'll be families just gathered around drinking coffee and telling stories. It's just like, any house. Families come together or family members come together in a kitchen, in a living room, in the dining room, and they share their stories. It means a lot for people who are going through really difficult times because they can share their stories, they can talk about their challenges and get that off their chest, but also be a resource for each other. You know, and it's really a beautiful thing that happens, and it happens in every single Fisher House. I've seen it over and over and over again.
And certainly good, too, when times of challenge, we often, just human nature being what it is, we put ourselves on an island, think it's only us going through this, and what Michelle just described alleviates and overcomes that self-induced isolation that so many of us put ourselves in. We're talking with Michelle Horn, who is Communications Director at Fisher House, fisherhouse.org, their website. And you are listening to Issues and Ideas. Just to give you the magnitude of this service, over the existence of Fisher House, they've provided over 12.5 million days of free lodging. So think of when you last time you went to a hotel or even a motel, and what was the nightly cost? Multiply that by 12.5 million times, and that will give you the magnitude of what Fisher House has done. That's saving families over the course over $650 million in housing, plus all the incidentals, and you don't have to worry about renting a car, paying an Uber, whatever the case may be. So the number might even be more than that, closing on $1 trillion sooner versus later, I think, too. So none of this happens on its own. You definitely need people power, both financially and volunteer-wise. Talk about how a person listening right now, if they're hearing this, saying, you know what, it's great to do a thank you to our veterans once a day, but it's even better if I can do more than that. So how can people become a part of the work of Fisher House?
Yeah, you can go to fisherhouse.org, and we have so much information about ways to get involved. We like to talk about giving your time, talent, and treasure. Time, you can do volunteering. Just reach out to a local Fisher House to see how you can help. Talent, you could host a fundraiser or even find some other activity like making quilts and donating them to the house or making cards that say thank you for your service, things like that. And then treasure, of course, donating money is very helpful. We do continue to build houses. We've got a house under construction right now in Montrose, New York. We've got a house that we're trying to build starting in December in West Palm, Florida, West Palm Beach, Florida. And then we've got another house, a second house being built in Pittsburgh. So, you know, donations help with that most definitely. And the great thing is Giving Tuesday, our partner 84 Lumber is actually going to double our donations. So they're matching up to $100,000. So every donation will be doubled, which is huge.
So there you go. For you listening, I'll tell you what. I'll put $10 down. You do the same, and let's help the work with Fisher House grow even further, even faster, to help more of our veterans. Is that a deal? All right, good. FisherHouse.org is where you can do that. Giving Tuesday is December 2nd. She is Communications Director of Fisher House, Michelle Horn. Thank you for helping us understand the value of the work that you're doing, how we can play a part in it. Thank you for being here today.
Thanks for helping get the word out.